Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. So Chris, this is episode number 2 of a 4-parter on Abiding Above's life challenges. And today we're going to focus on guilt. And I know we've all experienced guilt for one reason or another over our lifetime. And again, the Bible is not silent on that. It tells us how to deal with guilt.
Yeah, Mark, I know the word guilt is horrible to even think about it. Who likes that?
Right.
Nobody does, but think about this. Why do we have the feeling? And it is God-given. We can feel guilty when we do something wrong. Just say if there's someone listening today and you still have not accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, but when you do wrong, you feel guilty about it.
Right.
God has given us a conscience. And so we know right or wrong. We tend to override it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But now for the child of God, you say, well, I am a child of God. Why in the world am I feeling guilty? Well, that is the conviction of the Holy Spirit because he lives inside of you. And he's not beating you up. He's holding you like a father until you come to the end of yourself and you say, I'm going to repent of this. I'm going to turn my back on this and I'm going to walk with God because I'm tired of feeling guilty.
Yeah. That's that little prick in your consciousness that you know you did something wrong and you have that guilt. People don't like that because it's, you know, it doesn't make them feel good, but it's an incredible part of your walk with Christ is to have. If you didn't have that, you know, you have to think about that.
That would be a sign mm-hmm. that you have a seared conscience.
Right.
And you don't want to be that immature that you no longer sense when you've done something wrong, you don't even have the conviction.
Yeah.
So you don't want that to happen. But
no.
We have to remember that we have a God-given conscience, and also we have the indwelling Holy Spirit. He's not beating us up. He's holding us and loving us, like I said, while we go through this, but he wants us to deal with it. And so we need to remember that. Now, there's something else I want to bring into this. There is the accuser of the brethren. That is Satan. Sometimes, though Satan cannot possess a child of God, he can oppress us. He can make us feel guilty when we've done nothing wrong.
Right.
And you say, well, why would he do that? He's trying to control us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there could be an individual in your life that's projecting emotionally things onto you to make you feel guilty because they're controlling you, whether they realize it or not, they're controlling you
right.
by guilt.
Right.
And that is a false guilt.
And Satan can also, I think it happens a lot of times where you've already been forgiven about, you've been forgiven and it's, you know, far as the East is from the West, but he will bring it back up again and make you feel that guilt. And I think that's a common occurrence. We cannot let go of some of those things. We still feel that guilt when the Lord's already forgiven us.
Yeah, and because of the guilt, he can paralyze you from being an effective child of God. The wise thing to do, you confess it. You say, well, what is confession? Confession is agreeing with God against yourself, and I mean that in a positive way. It's not a negative way. You agree with God, and then you repent of it. And I remind children of God that even in the repentance, though that is an act of your will, you're enabled by the Holy Spirit in you in the turning away from what God's telling you to turn away from. He enables you and empowers you by the Spirit to do it. And that's the wise thing to do is say, yes, Lord, turn your back on it and walk away.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.